So we are continuing the virtual Kabbalah convention, lesson number one, the new world. Lesson one, the last generation, from the old world to the new world.
We'll continue. You'll read, and from that we'll have a workshop.
Okay. Also, Rav, I'd like to mention that we have a new book that Oren wrote, New World, New Thinking, that there are many answers to questions that were raised here and things we spoke about. The booklet is on our website. You can read it, enjoy it, understand it, and truly understand the depth of the method. There's also a special landing page, many articles inside. It's worthwhile going in and reading it. It's written me, but actually it's Oren that spoke to me and wrote based on that. So it's worthwhile reading. He knows how to write a lot closer. Okay, so excerpt number 6, Bala Sulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar. Do not be surprised that one person's actions bring elevation or decline to the whole world. For it is an unbreakable law that the general and the particular are equal as two peas in a pod. Hence, all that applies to the general applies also to the particular. Moreover, the parts make what is found in the whole, for the general can appear only after the appearance of the parts in it. And according to the quantity and quality of the parts, evidently the value of an act of an individual elevates or declines the entire collective.
How can I strengthen myself with confidence, with the power that I can raise the entire world to a higher degree? And vice versa, I have the power, God forbid, to influence them negatively. So how do I convince myself that I have the power to bring the whole world up, to raise the whole world? Let's talk between us. Let's strengthen this idea, this concept, this feeling, this confidence, and we can cause a positive turmoil in the world. Workshop. Before I can lift the whole world, maybe I need to see that I can lift smaller groups. Like yesterday, we've had gatherings all over the country of the community of the Point in the Heart, and we saw how our friends, instructors, and teachers, facilitators take large groups, dozens and dozens of people in each meeting, and connect them and take them through a beautiful process of a common feeling that grew stronger during these meetings. And each step that we're taking, we scrutinize the method for ourselves, and we scrutinize our true power. What can we do to assist in the connection? Time. I don't know if I can actually convince myself that I can change the world, that my things will change the world. The things that we say never sound logical, never sound correct, because they always speak of a one step forward, ahead. But we need to hear what Rav is saying today in all those talks, in all the lessons. And bring the listen to the questions that people are asking, and see that Rav is answering one answer. I'm telling you what will be. I'm telling you the truth. And then you understand that you have no choice but to say the truth. maybe in a softer way or more expanded, more wordy, so you can digest it. But you have no choice but to tell the truth. You know that you're saying the right thing. What you're saying will help people digest it, even if they're not going to accept it. No, they'll accept it soon. Why? Because it's the truth, and it will clothe quickly in reality. It's best if it will clothe through the mind and not through the body. That's happening now, but that's our work to pass it more convincing, less convincing. It's not that important. We have to work. The Creator will help us.
To say Rav's words is easy in the letter. The difficulty is where to say it from what point. How to feel the pain of the public. I saw that I can't convince myself. I don't have it. Those who are protesting, they are not my children, and I don't care. I don't care about anything in humanity other than myself. And I saw how I need you, how I need the ten. Only in you is the force. That it depends on me. I am to blame in everything that's happening. Whether I see it or not, it doesn't matter. Only in that we can help one another develop true prayer, from which something will come. That something will be written from my heart for all of humanity.
We can certainly change the world to one another, for one another, our world, our reality that we perceive. If we change the connection between us to love and bestow, we'll see that the whole world also works according to the connection of love and bestow. The world is a reflection of the connection between us. And we have plenty of Rabash articles and advices from Rav on how to work between us in order to change our world.
There are a few sharp discernments which I'm noticing, especially now, with everything that's related to our role, that you must, any explanation you do, it has to be from the internal force of the ten. Only then you can be this conduit. And second, whatever you want to explain to others, you need to first explain to yourself to believe that this is the truth, this is the path. And that's the only way to change. And lastly, we need to truly pray to have that desire, that ability to be this pipeline of the Creator, this conduit of the Creator to all of humanity. And when all these things connect together, then you can start passing bestowal through us.
We have to continue and do all those actions we're doing consistently, and constantly add to it our intention, our prayer, not give ourselves take any shortcuts, but always pay attention and check and ask the Creator to place the correct intention in us.
Get them spell Sheva. Excerpt number 7, Bala Sulam, letter number 4. You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill his divinity instantly, and the foundation of intelligence and high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain. Again, excerpt number 7. You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul, and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His divinity incessantly, and the foundation of intelligence and high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain.
We continue the workshop. We continue the workshop. Anyone talking? Read it again.
Again, excerpt number 7. You lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His divinity incessantly, and the foundation of intelligence and high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain.
כן, בבקשה.
Go ahead.
אם אפשר להראות את שאלת הסדנה שהייתה קודם ולהמשיך.
We can show the workshop question from before and we can continue.
צריכים להתפלל ש...
We need to pray to feel all the people, all the as organs of our soul that grew limp, and we want to reattach them using love.
Yep. We explain, just like Chaim said, we always talk about the next degree. And to the audience, it's difficult to comprehend. We need to explain to them that they need to come out of themselves and love the others. That's also difficult to explain. And we need ourselves to write through our sensations, which are also, it's also problematic. So we need to pray that together we need to take the strength of the 10 and pass that on to the world, because it is so good and everyone is thirsty for it.
Yeah, it's a role of being a messenger, and they say that eventually they shoot the messenger because he seemingly brings bad news, but he actually brings good news. We have to see how we come from feeling of love to people. They'll feel that we come from a good place. They don't know they're thirsty, and we bring them fresh water, really gently and sensitively find the way into their heart that's locked behind many gates. And only with love we know that we can open the correct connection with people.
I personally heard something completely new today from Rav, that it's very helpful in terms of explaining to humanity. Until now, Rav said that all the businesses will close down, only 20% will remain, everyone else will be learning how to connect, etc., etc. Even yesterday he said to Oren that there'll be only one provider in every family. There won't be more work than that. That's the situation, and so on. And today I heard Rav say that there will be businesses, there will be trade, but the intention will change, and this needs to be explained. That a person who usually does business to exploit others, how his mind will invert. So there will be trade, there will be everything, just the intention will change, and here this can be explained to others, and I would like to actually hear more about this from Rav. There's something completely different here.
Beginning of the lesson, Rav said that up to now we're busy in bending nature and trying to adapt it to our nature, and now we're entering a time where we have to bend our ego and make that fit nature and love and bestow. Maybe it's a new attitude that people can grasp, that something is changing in the world and the perception of what is life and how I need to organize the society and how to arrange my thoughts and my life in the society.
I can be certain that I can disseminate only if I come with the confidence that I get from my friends, that I get from my ten. The second dimension of everything we're talking about is this right foot that has to be really immersed into the ten, suckling from the connection that we're forming here, from the studies, from the lessons. I have no other place to get this confidence from, but only from you and from the connection between us. And as soon as that's there, then I can be certain and confident towards the public.
Yeah, only confidence that we'll be able to take from the ten, what we give one another, and the understanding, maybe, and then we'll understand, we'll feel, simply feel, and the words, we'll find the words. The problem is not the words, but our confidence that we are understanding by ourselves.
Exactly, humanity isn't expecting us, our words, to come out, but they're expecting our hearts, their connection between us, and the result of the connection between us, this thirst for it. They're connected together, and you can hear the protests against Nebaruch on the streets. Connect, open your hearts, because they need this connection. And I heard from Rav even more that we need to, from the relationships between us, from what happens in the ten, we need to translate these relationships to a response to humanity, because what happens between us is the format Rabash writes about, and this needs to be passed on to them in simple language, like a big brother to a small brother. That's what we need to show them.
There's another important point. Up to now, we thought a connection was a concept that's in the air, but today in the lesson I heard that connection is becoming necessary for a person. People are starting to feel a necessity in it, and when something becomes necessary, and like it or not, you're running to get it, and when you don't have it, you suffer, you're hurt. And the more we will help one another to feel the connection between us, the necessary connection, and that we have to implement it, then we'll be able to bring the connection to people around the world.
Continuing excerpt number 8. From Orenaim, Jethro. It is known that the whole world, with all created beings, must receive their vitality from the Creator all the time and at any given moment. Therefore, it is appropriate and fitting for the righteous to be a medium between the Creator and the entire world, to connect everything to Him, to make a pathway and a track, a passage for the abundance and vitality, and a pipeline to pour down to all created beings. He is the one who unites heaven and earth, who connects the whole world to the Creator, so they will not part from Him. Again, excerpt number 8. It is known that the whole world, with all created beings, must receive their vitality from the Creator all the time and at any given moment. Therefore, it is appropriate and fitting for the righteous to be a medium between the Creator and the entire world, to connect everything to Him, to make a pathway and a track, a passage for the abundance and vitality, and a pipeline to pour down to all created beings. He is the one who unites heaven and earth, who connects the whole world to the Creator, so they will not part from Him.
Yeah, we continue the workshop this time. We need to get accustomed to having a workshop, even in these times. Ask them. They feel a question from what you read?
No.
We need to ask a question. What does it mean to be this medium between the Creator and the entire world?
Yeah, that's a question. That's our state. That's a state we have to hold. What does it mean to be a medium between the Creator and the created beings, which is the role of Bnei Baruch? Please.
We're a little weird in humanity. Our minds are always above, towards the Creator, towards the bestowal, with an attempt to understand how the system works. And our hearts and our feet are rooted deep within the people. That's how it should be. And we need to be this conduit that takes what it understands, what it knows, what it feels from above, and it just passes it on to all the people. To be this medium is to be connected above and also to be connected below. It's interesting. It requires from us these two kinds of work, not just one.
In order to qualify this pipeline, to prepare it for its role, we have to be connected between us. That's how the abundance, this conduit can work between the Creator and the creatures. If we don't make this effort in connection between us, we're not a pipe.
There's an example. If the child wants something, then the mother reaches out to the father and takes money, and then it's translated into toys. So it doesn't mean to pass on the exact thing that you get from above and pass it on. It means to adapt it, to suit it. So that's our role, to be this adapter, to give it in the correct clothing after our processing.
The up and the down intermingle here in the 10, in the center, where we have to make the connection. Right here is where the upper one, the Creator, connects with the lower one, the humanity, and they become one.
And that we need to constantly work on all day. All of our meetings are just to reach this connection and love. And then it will also be felt in us as soon as we'll disseminate. Then it will go and it will spill out to the entire world. We need all the strength to give only to that, only to connection with the friends in the 10.
We need to explain to humanity to turn their attention on the matter of intention, because seemingly the Creator is good, the good who does good, and humanity wants to receive the good. So there's no real prevention why they can't connect. The problem is the incorrect intention. Each one wants to kind of pull the good who does good to himself at the expense of the other. And you have to take the wisdom of Kabbalah, who teaches a person how to receive the good who does good in order to bestow. And this is something we have to plant inside of our ideas, this intention.
There isn't an equation of what it means to be this medium. It's an approach. The mother knows how to be this medium because she loves the child, and that gives her the tools to understand how to approach him. The same thing for us. If we will want, at least, to love humanity and to pass on to them the Creator, to pass on to them bestowal, then from that we'll do all these actions. Also, our connection isn't for us. It's in order to be this conduit, to be this medium. If we do all these actions so that we'll be able to do our role, then we'll get the correct mind of how to do it.
We need to pray to the Creator to turn us into a medium, because we don't know what it means to be a medium. Also with our corporal mind, when we yearn, we don't know what it means to be connected to Him on the one hand, and on the other hand to bring deficiencies from below. But thankfully they gave us a thing called prayer between us, that it can recompense all deficiencies. Oren, and ask of Him to imprint in us the form of the connection of love, in which all created beings can look at and feel that this is good and this is wondrous and it's worthy of a person to live this way. Itai, and our desire to be a conduit, a pipeline, will raise a prayer to the Creator to give us the strength, the desire to be that pipeline, to be the medium between Him and the world. I think that to be a medium is to be behind something and before something, and you either let the water flow or you block the passageway. And it requires a great feeling of responsibility. Place the need of the water to flow before your need for water. And this we can attain only between us. In the 10, if we connect, we begin to feel that system. And everything starts and ends with loving the person or the one to whom we need to pass the abundance. You can't give anything to anyone if you don't love them. You don't feel what they're lacking. You don't understand what they need. You don't want truly with everything you've got to give him what he needs. I think Rav started talking about yesterday and continues today. How when we connect between us, we begin to love the people, humanity. We begin to have the other side of the system, not just the connection between us. It's pretty. It's beautiful, but we need to love humanity. And here we have to prepare prayers and do work. The road is long. Follow duty.
You're not capable of just doing something against the others. You simply just set an example. That's it.
To be a medium. This conduit of the Creator is a prayer at every given moment to a person. It's clear that naturally you won't have a desire for it. So here, this is the test. How much exactly do you want to be in bestowal? Because could be busy with, I'm seemingly connecting, I'm seemingly in spirituality, everything is good, but your real test with Creator, with humanity, is how much you're willing to be the loyal servant and be the conduit to all of humanity. That's where you're being tested.
Yep, your test is what is the purpose that you're doing this for, that you're connecting for, disseminating for, doing all these actions for. If you're doing it because you have importance for the quality of bestowal and you want it to control the world, then you're in the right direction. If you're doing it because connection is good and fun, and it becomes a klipa.
Rav, is there a 10 that can say about itself that is willing, is prepared to be a medium between the Creator and humanity? Is there a 10 that can say that yes, we can be the medium between the Creator and humanity? Please, we'd love to know them.
No. Ein af echad.
There's no one. What is Haifa 3, PT 2, PT 29? Do you want to be this, or are you ready to be this?
PT 2, who is that?
PT 2, who is that?
We want to, we've decided that we can, and we want to. And we're ready.
Sure, sure. Okay.
PT
2, I agree with it. PT 29? Who's there? Let us see them.
We also think we can.
Oh, if you're there, of course. How can it be otherwise? You and Yura.
No, me, what?
Who else? Haifa 3? Oh, who's there in Haifa 3? Oh, I see that everyone.
Oi, oi, oi.
Ну, уверенно с тобой можем.
А, тов. Они רוצים לראות רק מי שעכשיו, אני רואה.
I want to see.
Baltia 2, United 3.
Baltia 2, United 3. You can always speak. You can always be a medium between the Creator and the created beings, and tomorrow you're going to tell us exactly what you've done during the day in order to realize that role. Beautiful. That's how we'll advance.
Yeah,
everybody can do it. So let's see, according to your actions, that you took this role. Tomorrow you'll tell us about it, right?
Good.
So tomorrow we come to the lesson and I have a report from every 10 that is now showing itself as a medium between the Creator and the created beings. How does it realize and actualize itself today in order to be that connector between the Creator and the created beings? Okay. So today, during the day, we should see a new world. Well done. If that's really how it is. Okay, we have a few more moments. Who wants to tell us about the workshop, how it was?
No. Me.
Who?
Lo, Roe.
No.
Hebrew 10.
It's a Hebrew 10.
Yes, Rav, we were really inspired by the fact that we read an excerpt and you just passed it on to us, that the question was evident from the excerpt. It was a new level of a workshop.
Mm-hmm.
He reminded us a bit of when we did workshops without talking at the same time.
So what did you get from this new workshop?
Now, the question is embedded into this fine line that goes between the text, the Rav, and the Ten.
Tov, Kazakhstan.
Nice. Kazakhstan? We didn't have them today in questions.
No.
Good morning. Thank you. I'd like to say that all of our ten unanimously decided, and we're working in that direction thanks to our great friends on Facebook, on Twitter, and we translate all of your posts to our language, so we have a very strong intention to be this medium.
Very well, I see you very, consider you very highly. You can be a very strong special group.
USA Northeast.
Yes, Rav, this text really was showing the importance of, and I heard from my friends how important it is for the individual to, there is no life with the individual without the society. And we have a dissemination right now, right after the lesson in North America, that will connect everyone together. So, L'chaim.
Mitzuyan. Tov. Turkey 3.
Excellent. Turkey 3.
Turkey 3, please.
Merhaba dostlar. Çalıştayın sonunda makalelerin sonunda yaptığınız bütün çalıştaylar.
Hello friends. After the all workshop we done.
Aslında birbirimiz arasındaki bağın güçlenmesine ve bize katkıda bulunuyor.
It is strength our bonds between us.
Bunun aslında çalıştayların daha sık yapılması bizim birbirimize olan bağımızı güçlendireceğini düşünüyorum.
These workshops strengthen our bonds if we do more often. L'chaim.
L'chaim. Kol hakavod l'Turkiya.
Well done, Turkey.
Info.
Shai Info.
Yep, we'll start with an update towards the virtual convention. Yuri from the preparation team, go ahead. Hello, dear friends. We have another week and a half approximately until our convention, the first convention of the New World. We're really excited from all the tens that are intensively preparing. We'll soon also hear Kolya, that is going to lead our mutual preparations in the Zooms of the tens. And I'll also update that in addition, from tomorrow, we have a special event called Aravut Team. However, this time it's going to be in a special format. The event is going to be international, led by the New York group. So expect many surprises. It's going to be in English. And it's going to be the realization of the connection of all the tens in all the world in one place to realize Rav's words and prepare ourselves for the convention. Likewise, we sent out a questionnaire to the tens that will help us better prepare for the convention. It was sent so far in Hebrew, and throughout today and tomorrow it will be sent in additional languages. Every ten can already start answering the questionnaire. You can stop in the middle and continue the day after. The goal of this questionnaire is to get a snapshot of the preparations before a convention and to encourage ourselves to get into a high preparation pace, maybe invite friends that are less connected to us, and to define a framework of actions of connection with additional tens, etc. So friends, the convention has begun, and I'm passing on the mic.
Kola,
as being responsible for this, do you want to add?
I want I want to say about the importance of these meetings between tens is preparation for the Congress. The Congress is here already between our hearts when we open up to one another, and suddenly we see that around us is not just a ten, but the ten is expanding to other tens. So it's very important. We have maybe 7 work days where we can meet with other tens. It gives you a great impression. It puts you in the Congress. It's an unending gathering of friends. That's the Congress. So today you'll get a message with a list of tens. So we together will meet during the days. Please, all the Gabbah and Shatz, support this move, and then between us we will assemble this Congress even before it comes. Thank you, Kola. You'll see an organized table. Each day you'll have a listing of my 10 plus 2 other world fleet 10s that you connect with. You'll get the details and the links to all the Zooms, and because of the schedule,
at 10 to 11 a.m.
Israel time, a lesson with Oren Levy, 11 to 12 Israel time, Rav Lightman with Michael Sanilevich, and then we have a reporter meeting with Rav Lightman, 12:15 to 1:15 p.m. Israel time, and 6 to 7 p.m. Zohar lesson.
No es bueno para el hombre seguir solo. Si somos dos, seguro habrá consuelo. Dos instrumentos tocando en armonía, cantando juntos esta sinfonía. La primavera tornándose en verano, la mariposa, la luz rauda volado. Y como el hombre que a casa ha regresado, unos con otros nos hemos conectado. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Pichones quiere alimentar. El mar y el horizonte se han fundido. Así yo con mi hermano me de allá. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos.